Hi. This week the question is it possible for a church to be wrong? Many people today seem to believe that it's not possible for a church to be wrong, or at least they don't believe that a church can be so wrong that it matters with God. To many, it doesn't matter that their church is doing things that are not found in the Scriptures. They seem to think that God doesn't care whether His Word is followed or not. But what does the Bible say? Is it possible for a church to be so wrong that we should not go to it anymore? Can a church become so wrong that it becomes sinful in God's sight and actually becomes dangerous to attend and be part of? Well, to begin with, the Bible teaches over and over again that God gave a divine pattern for His church to go by in both the Old Testament and New Testament times. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. When God gave Moses the pattern for the tabernacle, He expected the pattern to be followed. God warned Israel to observe the divine pattern for the tabernacle, or else they would die. Exodus chapter 28, verse 35. There are examples in the Old Testament of men who did not follow the pattern of tabernacle worship, and as a result, they were struck dead. They were struck dead because God wanted men to learn the lesson that He expects His divine pattern to be followed. God also gave a divine pattern for His New Testament church, and He expects people to follow it. God has solemnly ordained that, number one, women must remain silent in the public assemblies of the church. In 1 Corinthians 14, verses 34 and 35, the Bible says, "Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in church." Number two, the Lord's Supper is to be eaten upon the first day of every week. In Acts 20, verse 7, the Bible says, "Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight." Number three, the collection of the church is to be taken up only on the first day of the week. In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, "On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come." Number four, the singing is to be vocal singing only, without the use of mechanical instruments. In Ephesians 5, verse 19, "Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Number five, baptism is to be practiced only by immersion, and it is to be for the remission of sins. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." On and on we could go, but this is enough to illustrate that many churches today have ignored the divine pattern for the church and have substituted their own systems of worship. Jesus warned us a long time ago in Matthew 15, verse 9, "And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Isn't it sad to think that while some men are attempting to worship God, their worship is vain and worthless simply because they have not followed the divine pattern? So in answer to the question, is it possible for a church to be wrong? The answer is yes. You need to compare your church to the Bible. And if it's doing things that are different than the Bible, you can rest assured it is the wrong church, and you need to get out of that church and get into the right church. The Bible says in 1 John 2, verses 3, 4, and 5, the Bible says, "Now by this we know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He who says, 'I know Him,' and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.